Hello and welcome to the weekly FGM TV News Review. I'm Susan Mitchell. Here at FGM TV, we focus on programs that illuminate the truth of Falun Gong, which is also known as Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa is a traditional Chinese spiritual discipline that includes exercise and meditation. Its principles are based on being true, good, and enduring. The practice began in China in 1992 and quickly spread by word of mouth throughout the country. In 1998, a government survey concluded that the number of practitioners exceeded membership in the Communist Party. 1 year later, dictator Jiang Zemin began a brutal persecution that violates not only the Chinese constitution, but also international treaties signed by China. Our top story this week, 50,000 protest in Hong Kong on July the 9th, 2003. On July the 9th, 50,000 Hong Kong residents took to the streets and marched to the Legislative Council building. It was a peaceful rally organized by the Civil Human Rights Front. Many in the crowd waved fluorescent glow sticks and sang the song Heart to Heart to express the Hong Kong people's wish to oppose Article 23 and return power to the people. Many human rights groups are concerned that the Beijing government could use Article 23 to suppress people's fundamental rights of freedom of speech and freedom of belief. Many believe that the legislation is unnecessary and are lobbying to have it dropped completely. Just days earlier on July the 1st, 500,000 Hong Kong residents had filled the streets to protest the voting on Article 23 anti-subversion legislation. Hong Kong Chief Executive Tung Chi Hwa was forced to defer passage of the bill, and no new timetable has been set for it. It was the largest protest since the Tiananmen Square massacre in Beijing in June 1989. Approximately 200 Falun Gong practitioners participated quietly in the rally. They carried large banners with the characters for truth, compassion, forbearance, the guiding principles of their practice, and waved posters with photos of the persecution in China. The genocide against Falun Gong practitioners currently taking place in China has been likened to the Nazi concentration camps during World War II. FGM TV recently spoke with the daughter of a Polish woman who survived one of the German concentration camps. She refers to the lawsuit against former Chinese President Jiang Zemin.
My name is Maria and I came here from Boston. I'm Polish. Polish born, and as a practitioner of Falun Gong and a citizen of the world, I think that this lawsuit is extremely important because the world has seen the genocide, and as a European, with my family has witnessed genocide decades ago. My mother was a three-year-old child when she was taken to a concentrating camp. At that time, until then, nobody imagines the horrific crimes that were committed. Right now we have the privilege of having the best media and technology to find out of those crimes that are being committed currently in China. We have to learn from history and stop it immediately. We cannot let our conscience go by and watch it day by day with people being tortured to death, families being torn apart. And for what? For the most valued principles in the whole world, for wanting to embody truthfulness, benevolence, and forbearance. This is the highest time we stop the persecution.
Thanks, Maria. July 20th marks the fourth anniversary of the Jiang regime's persecution of Falun Gong. Thousands of practitioners from about 60 countries are expected to gather in Washington, D.C. from July the 19th through to the 22nd. They plan to hold a series of large-scale activities to present the facts of the persecution of Falun Gong, a persecution taking place not only in mainland China, but around the world, because of hate literature disseminated by the Jiang regime and pressure by Chinese embassies on various governments. The activities will include a peace and light concert, a parade, a candlelight vigil, a theatrical activity called The People's Court Brings Jiang to Justice, and to end it all, a public rally with the theme Uphold Justice, Conscience, and Freedom. Let's end the persecution of Falun Gong right now. Representatives from the U.S. Congress, non-governmental organizations, and various civil organizations will participate in the closing rally. A Falun Dafa conference on Batam Island, Indonesia. On July 6th and 7th, Falun Gong practitioners from Singapore, Malaysia, and Indonesia held the first Falun Dafa experience sharing conference on Batam Island, Indonesia. Only 2 months earlier, at the beginning of May, the local government had supported registration of the Indonesia Falun Dafa Association Batam Island branch. During the conference, the local practitioners told of the good physical and mental effects they had experienced by practicing Falun Dafa. One young man told how the practice had given him a second chance at life, changing him from a person who'd been plagued by many illnesses and fallen to hopelessness to becoming a healthy and energetic person. Over the past year, Batam practitioners have introduced Falun Dafa to the local people and also explained to them the facts about the illegal persecution in China. Health miracles in northern Alberta, Canada. At the beginning of July, the Lakeside Leader newspaper in Slave Lake, a town in northern Alberta, Canada, reported on the rather miraculous healing of a couple of the local residents, saying, "Some Canuso residents say they've found a new alternative to painkillers." A few short months ago, 59-year-old Bernice Smith of Canuso was suffering from a host of ailments. They included fibromyalgia, high blood pressure, diabetes, and osteoarthritis. She got around slowly and painfully, with the help of a back brace and a knee brace. Although she took a variety of different medications, she lived with constant pain and discomfort, until 3 months ago, when she started to practice Falun Gong. "No more braces, no more medication, and she feels fine. I have healed in mind, body, and spirit," she says. "I am back at work and pain-free. It's a miraculous thing. The most beautiful thing that's ever happened in my life." "It seems almost too simple," writes the Lakeside Leader reporter. "The practitioner improves his or her physical health through a series of exercises which include meditation. The other component of the practice is self-improvement through studying the teachings of the Falun Gong founder Li Hongzhi. He urges the practitioners to let go of harmful attachments and to strive for truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance in their lives." Bernice explains, "We have to work on these things to be able to heal ourselves. It's all good. You just feel good. I'd recommend for people to practice it." Thanks for watching the weekly FGM TV News Review. I'm Susan Mitchell. See you next week.